Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Nick.
Anna.
My boy.
Anna, it is so fucking good to see you.
Is it?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, is that the first compliment you've ever gotten?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah, and either way, what a treat.
Well, you know, I love to see you after a nice weekend. That's right, guys. We were recording this on a Monday. Love to see a nice, shining, smiling Nick Turner face.
Wearing a suit.
Yeah, you're wearing a suit, which is weird.
It's cool. I'm in my closet. I've had access to all of my suits.
Hell yeah.
I have to buy a gray suit. So I was trying it out.
Oh, why is that?
I have a wedding to go to. I am a groomsman.
In what year?
Who knows what's going to happen? But wedding's planned for August currently.
Oh, bad news. Probably not going to happen. All right, so I wouldn't worry about buying the suit.
Probably sometime in the world we'll have weddings.
Let's just say a concert I was supposed to go to in August got canceled. So.
Okay, well, this story about me is incredibly about you.
Yeah, so I'm just saying I don't think we'll be out of the woods by August.
Okay, well, maybe a small wedding is different than a, like, 10,000 people at a concert. But
actually,
look,
it'd be 18,000 people because it was the Hollywood Bowl. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you see what you did wrong.
Give too many details.
No, interrupt. Here's the thing. Anyway.
So, Nick, I'm supposed to
shut up and let me tell this story.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm supposed to buy a gray fucking suit for this guy's wedding. Also, not even his first wedding. If you can believe that. And yes, I was a groomsman in his last wedding.
Oh, God. I don't need to hear
now,
this.
Now, listen to this. A mutual friend of ours got married a couple years ago, and me and this friend who is about to get married bought suits together, went and got them tailored together, you know, danced at the fucking reception together in our blue suits. We bought blue suits together. And he's getting married, and he says, hey, can you buy a gray suit? He knows I don't have a fucking gray suit.
Yeah. So who is it?
It's Jason Science. Yep. He's a real piece of shit.
Wait, Jason Science is getting married?
Yes.
Good for him. That's like a good comeback story.
After the divorce. Yeah. It always is.
He was married previously?
He lost a lot of weight and he got divorced. Can we just talk about some guy no one knows?
Yeah.
Jason Signs, look him up, you pieces of shit.
He's a comedian.
He's hilarious. Known. He does signs. Puts up funny signs around the thing. You look it up on Instagram there.
But he recently recovered from an accident.
Yes, but that has nothing to do with how he's fucking me over about this wedding.
Well, maybe it does.
I don't see how different colors have to do with
he's
anything.
Like,
anyway,
he was there for me too much in my recovery. I will.
He's one of
him.
The greatest friends of my life, and that's why I want to do nothing but expose him.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say, aren't you guys like great friends, like best?
Yeah,
friends?
Yeah, buddy. What are you gonna do about it?
All
only
right,
friends
guys.
Can talk to each other like that. That's why I do not accept ribbing from you.
Oh. JK, I would argue.
Dude. Only friends can rib each other.
I would argue we're closer than you and Jason.
Well, we certainly talk more, which is one of the great tragedies of my life.
The thing is, we're both being paid to talk to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody pays me to talk to signs. So here I am.
Oh, God.
Talking to
that's
you.
Sad. All right, guys, let's get into the episode. We're talking Below Deck, Season 6, Episode 5. Foomf for our German listeners. That's mostly for me. And if my best, one of my besties, Estrella, who lives in Berlin, is listening, that one was for you, baby. To which she's probably not, because she doesn't watch reality TV. She's like a German artsy person who does things like read books.
Oh, no. You hate to see it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, shout out to Estrella. Foomf. Episode
Yeah,
foomf.
But maybe they're shitty books. Yeah. You know?
I doubt.
They're
seen
probably
what she's
like
reading.
Adaptations of movies.
She also like teaches yoga to children at like a kindergarten. Like she's so in touch with everything.
Children can't do yoga.
You'd be surprised. They're really cute,
no.
and they'll be like namaste, and it's like oh.
No, they do child's pose, and then you're like, look at that! I made them do yoga. Give
okay.
me $1,000.
Get out of here! That doesn't charge that much. It's Berlin. The Berlin, everyone makes a lot less because the cost of living is so low.
Since when do you work for Berlin?
I don't, but I've just Tourism. Been. I've been a lot. I've been to Berlin a lot because my good friend lives there. So I visit
what?
A lot.
Who's this friend? What?
I literally just told you. She's not German. She's American, but now she lives in Berlin. She's lived there for a few years now, and I've visited many times.
You know, I know a lot of Americans, and guess what? None of them live in Berlin.
Let's move forward. So,
I don't know. I'm pretty xenophobic.
I know. I'm getting that vibe from you. So strange. So, yeah, season 6, episode foomf / 5. We continue with the next day after Caroline heard a drunk Kate and Josiah talking shit about her up in their penthouse, if you will. Mm-hmm. And Caroline feels like shit. She wakes up and her foot is so swollen. Unclear why. She doesn't know why. And she just keeps talking about how it hurts. And she's also over the bullshit, the two-faced bullshit with Josiah and Kate. Chandler tells the deck crew that the crew mess needs to be cleaned because it was a mess that morning. And Caroline confronts Kate and Josiah about what they said. And Kate and Josiah cannot remember. And they agree. They all agree that they were wrong about it. And there's no hard feelings. And Kate thinks everyone talks shit on boats. And you just need to not confront each other about it and just move on because that's the culture.
Well, it is nice that she corrected herself because she said... you know, everybody talks shit about each other on boats. And she's like, well, anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere you are, any job you have, any state of the union, you're going to be shitting on people. If you only have two friends.
Yeah.
And there is ever one of you not there.
Yeah.
Guarantee the other two are shitting on you. That is human nature.
Except for I highly doubt that Kate and Caroline would ever talk shit about Josiah.
Well,
And Caroline would ever talk shit about Kate. It's so clearly a Josiah and Kate are over Caroline's weird behavior and like dramatic scenes. Is that the word, right?
Dramatices.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually stayed at a dramatice recently.
No, really?
It was luxurious.
Nice lobby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, I love a nice lobby.
18 seats in the lobby. I counted. I sat in every one of them. Every one of them was comfortable.
Wow. I love that about a lobby. So Chandler is nervous to talk because of his talk with Captain Lee about how there's not enough communication between him and his deck crew. So he's like, I think I'm giving my deck crew all the info they need, but they're clearly not hearing it. Okay, so he interprets that as like, I should be micromanaging them as much as possible and checking.
You know
what
I need to do? Insult them.
Yeah, it's idiotic. It's like, or just be clear, build a schedule out, tell people where they need to be when. It's not hard. Nick and I do it every week. We have a schedule. We know when to show up.
And then what did I text you earlier?
You're going to be 10 minutes late.
No, before that.
Well, I sent you the schedule. You just weren't looking at it.
Okay. Nick, I guess if you had just said what the text was,
Nick asked, are we recording today? And I said, yes, I sent you a Cal invite. And he's like, oh,
anyway,
that's
all I'm saying. We can plan all we want, but then we're still going to be, half of us are going to be me.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Go fuck yourself, Chandler Nick Turner. All right.
Excuse me? I'm a Ross, dog.
Oh, okay. I think I'm the Ross. So Riley tells
Screw you. You're a Riley.
Okay. Riley tells.
Were you insulted by that?
No, because I would never be insulted to be such a strong woman.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What? Okay, so Riley tells everyone that they should be cleaning the crew mess based on if their name is on the schedule to clean. And Kate says that she's going to take her name off of it because she's the chief stew and is too busy. And Riley, like, confronts her and he goes, I don't care who you are. You know, you got to do it. And then in her ITM, Riley says she doesn't care if Kate is used to being the bitch in charge because Riley is also a bitch, apparently. But everyone's like, ooh, you know your hierarchy. Don't step to people like that. And yeah, Chandler calls his dad to talk about what he's going through with the deck. And he thinks his dad wouldn't be dealing with any of this bullshit. Probably because his dad's better at being a captain than Chandler is at being a bosun.
Hey, come on. Just because that's true, please say it.
Yeah. So Kate is joking with Ashton over the radio. And Riley bumps in and is like, oh, wow, I thought you were too busy being the chief stew.
Rude.
And then Ashton, Josiah, and Kate are all like, ooh, that was a bad look, Riley. You're not supposed to be fucking around on the radio and calling out people who are higher up than you in the hierarchy. Get your shit together.
That is totally something I would do.
But even Captain Lee heard it and I was like, ooh, Riley, bad look. I did not agree with that move. Leave everyone alone.
Yeah. You know what Riley should do?
What?
She should switch with Captain Lee. She should be the captain. I think the boat would run a little more smoothly. Hey, what about this? Can I get this? I have a pitch for a new Below Deck spinoff. Here we go. Below Deck Switcheroo. That is where the new people are captain and the captains are Stew 3 and Bitch Deckhand. We got Captain Sandy got to be a deckhand, and Captain Lee has to be Stewardess 3. And then we get maybe Dane as the captain.
Oh, never bring up that name again. I hate that guy. Dane was the worst. Stop.
Yeah.
Please stop. All right, so Caroline goes to Captain Lee about her swollen foot, and Captain Lee says that she can go see a doctor about her foot, and Kate has her fold her laundry while she's waiting. She's like basically sitting and folding laundry, so she's not on her swollen foot while she's waiting to go to her appointment.
Now, do you know what her foot is swollen about?
Well,
before
later,
she goes to the, before no, she goes to the,
she doesn't okay. know why before.
Yeah, all right.
It's just a mystery. Mm-hmm. And Adrian says he's starting to get offended that people keep calling him an alien, but he's like so chill that like hard to know that he's having any emotions whatsoever. He's like, yeah,
it really does feel like it, is he annoyed just because like maybe I'm putting my own thoughts onto him because he doesn't seem to have any.
No, I mean, he's just so like easygoing and chill. And like, he's just like, yeah, I meditated on that.
When he says that everyone, when he asks if everyone, if she has a nickname for everyone else on the boat, that does seem like he's annoyed.
Yeah. And you know she does. And also everyone calls him an alien to his face and he doesn't ever deny it. So they're like, see?
What do you mean deny it? That is not something you need to deny.
Well, in this case, you do because he's on some other weird shit.
I would not deny it either. I don't. Aliens don't exist. Boom, I said it.
I guess when the great pilgrimage comes, we'll see how they treat you.
Ooh.
Not just joking. Could you imagine? What if I was like really into this concept of a pilgrimage of aliens coming to our world?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, you're a weirdo.
Oh, okay. Schmokey. Wow. Okay. I'm out of control. So Ashton pulls Riley aside to chat about the radio incident and tells her to cool it on Kate and that she shouldn't be challenging the chief stew. And Riley's like, look, if someone doesn't treat me with respect, then, you know, I have no problem speaking to them rudely if they constantly speak to me rudely. And Ashton's like, look, bitch, I don't care what you have to say. Just understand and respect the hierarchy. Peace. And she's like,
I don't respect hierarchy because I'm a captain.
So, yeah, Caroline heads to the doctor to get her foot checked out. And the next charter meeting is with Kate, Chandler, Adrian, and Captain Lee. And we learned that the guy who created the smartphone breathalyzer is coming on board. Were you able to get any likes and dislikes, Nick?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'll tell you what I like. This guy's obsession with Instagram.
Yes. That's all you got?
No. I got... they didn't give a close-up on his... But we got his very sexy friends.
Yes.
We got some dislikes: oysters, clams, uni, mushrooms, eggplant. Great. Come to Tahiti. Let's see. Diet. There's some like stamp on it that says dietary restrictions, special medical needs. Something. It's a stamp I've never seen on these before. You know anything about that?
A stamp?
This lady doesn't like pork, crab, lobster, lamb, buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a red stamp, and it's just in red lettering, but you can tell it's a stamp.
What does it say?
It says dietary restrictions something, but it's like, it's because it's a stamp, like that part's smudged. And then it says special medical needs, none.
I think if there is dietary restrictions, they just like to highlight it.
Yeah, I wonder if it is. Well, it's not like a shellfish allergy. Well, I mean, why wouldn't that be in the dislikes? Dislikes dying of a shellfish allergy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Kate says they're new money, so they're going to be a little bit of trouble because they don't know how to act appropriate yet. They just expect the most. And yeah, they want a sandbar picnic. They want to go swimming with stingrays and they want water toys. Yeah. And so Kay and Josiah are hoping that Caroline is okay and that she doesn't come back with crutches because it's going to be a lot more work for them if she does.
Man, it is. Everyone on the boat is, I'm sure they're very sore. Their cabins are tiny. They work all day. They're on their feet. I'm sure everyone's feet hurt.
Yeah.
And then there was no inciting incident. And she's just like, I don't know what's going on, but my feet hurt. And everyone's like, feet
like
hurt.
Swollen though.
Yeah. But I mean, it looks like if nothing happened and your foot's swollen, I mean, it's probably the thing that it ends up being.
It's probably elephantitis.
It's probably elephant. It's probably a bad case of beatus.
Yeah.
Anyway, she is, I would be making fun of her too.
Oh, okay. Well, we get a very rare footage of Captain Lee. Footage of Captain Lee laying with his shirt off, chilling with headphones at the top of the boat. Mm. And I've never seen footage. You never see him chilling and like relaxing. Mm-hmm. Do you see that footage of him just sitting up there, like laid down with his headphones?
What do you think the background of my phone looks like right now?
Dude, I was like, he is so tan. I was like, hello, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, Mr. Lee.
Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back.
Wow, what a break. I feel refreshed and honestly, I missed you.
Oh.
Where were you? Why couldn't we hang out? We were on that little break and I called you. You didn't pick up. I texted you. You didn't answer.
Oh, yeah. I think what happened was that I blocked your number.
Well, you're going to have to unblock it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're my only friend.
Sure, bud. So Caroline comes back from her doctor's appointment, and we learn it was an infection, and she has antibiotics, and apparently that's just how it is in Tahiti. You just get a bug bite or a scratch, and it can inflame. And that's what happened. She got a bug bite, and it inflamed.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be, because nothing happened to you. You got bit by a bug, and guess what? You're fine.
Yeah. You're fine, honey.
It's a mosquito bite.
A mosquito bite.
So, that ain't nothing. It's just, you can't have any respect for someone who goes to the hospital for a mosquito bite. It's broken. I mean, I would rather have a girlfriend that cheats on me than have a girlfriend who goes to the hospital because of a mosquito bite. I understand why someone would cheat, you know?
Yeah.
There's reasons, but there's nothing to explain being that much of a fucking wimp.
Ho wimp.
That's my 2 cents. And that's my 2 cents and my new segment on this show.
And my 2 cents is that
Nikki's 2 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it always depends if it gets infected, but I agree with your 2 cents. So so that when Caroline comes back and she explains what happened to Kate and Josiah, Kate sends her to bed to rest until 6:30 a.m. the next morning. This girl is getting away with murder.
There's always people who just make service harder.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kate and Josiah pick up all the slack and do all the interior work that needs to be done for the next day's guests. Yeah. And Riley says she has never had this many issues fitting in because she runs her own boat in Alaska. And sometimes she realizes she needs to reel it in and understand that she's not in charge. And this is all while she's sitting at the deck, really just insightfully looking off into the distance and thinking about all the things she's done wrong.
I love it when people are like, I usually get along with everyone. Let's see, who's in my life? Well, my crew, whom I pay. And that is it. Yes, I pay all of my friends to hang out with me. I see that. I am terrible. But you like her.
I think she's not as annoying as everyone's trying to make her out to be. I think she's just strong-headed, and you know what? Maybe I'm just good at ignoring everyone around me at all times, but
you're not.
How do you know?
You're an emotional wreck.
Only when Always. I want to be. So
you want to be an emotional wreck every
yes,
time I
queen,
see you?
I do. Back off or I will scream.
Yes, king.
Okay. So Adrian is prepping for the next charter, and we learned that his dad owned a barbecue restaurant when he was growing up, and that when he went to culinary school, it took him to the next level because you would have to like cook little rabbits with their faces on them. And that was a dark statement. And apparently, this is what he says. He's like, he was really chubby when he was younger because he grew up around a good barbecue at all times. And then he says he still has some chubbiness now, which is okay for a cushion because he has cushion for the pushin. But I'm sorry.
No, he said pushing for the cushion.
Did he?
Because he's an idiot. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. But does he have, he's literally, as Kate says a lot of the time, he looks malnourished and he claims that he still has some chubbiness. I was like, fool, you are so skinny. I have no idea what you're referencing as chubbiness.
Ooh, child.
Oh, Nick, don't do this.
I can't. No, he is fat as shit. And it was kind of gross to look at him.
What? He's so skinny. I don't even understand.
Yeah. Well,
maybe he has body dysmorphia. Who am I to judge?
No, he's got a giant Joey in his belly.
Oh, right. I forgot about your Joey.
He needs to hop on that treadmill.
No, he
doesn't. He's one of these guys who eats rich foods all day long.
He's beautiful
the way
he is.
And does not work out. And he's only skinny because his portions are small. However, you can't only eat rich foods and not work out because time catches up to everyone.
I think he's perfect the way he is. All right. We learned that Adrian also doesn't use recipes or plan his meals in any way.
But he doesn't even black out.
No. Well, maybe he does. It's hard to say because he meditates on a lot of stuff. And he says he uses his third eye to, like, manifest the food ideas.
Yeah. Now, that's his penis, correct?
Oh, my God. And Ashton is so impressed by Riley. He's like, now that is a true genius.
He said genius.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time I see someone who is a genius, you know, it's like he's only willing to say, look, that guy is a genius because that guy is so weird. Everyone calls him an alien. He's got no friends. He doesn't agree with anyone in the way they live their life. And that's the only people that, like, someone that is that beautiful feels comfortable calling a genius, because they're like, look, I am not threatened by him.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his little Joey belly are geniuses.
Joey bellies. I've never heard of that. Anyway, Chandler agrees to do a deck meeting before every charter to go over everything because his deck crew is like, you suck.
Yep.
And then Riley finds Kate and apologizes to her because of the way she spoke to her. And Kate says she loves an apology and she really loves an inauthentic apology more because it means that person really had to swallow their pride to come over and apologize. It kind of scared me in a way.
It's very funny.
So it was kind of a terrifying aspect to the way Kate says, like, and I really love an inauthentic apology. And I was like, wow, working on these boats seems like it would be hell because no one is cool. Everyone hates each other. And it's like a fake pleasantness. I mean, not with everyone, but with some people. And also, whoa.
Yeah.
That really scared me.
What's that?
I just hate that sort of like fake pleasantry shit. Like,
oh,
I hate pretending with people that you like care.
I love it when third stew, what's her name?
Caroline,
you know, when she's crying and saying she's okay. That's my favorite fakeness.
That also freaks me out. All right. It's the next day.
Yes.
Any sort of aggressive sort of forced pleasantries makes me uncomfortable. I hate it.
Oh, you mean like the beginning of our show?
Oh, that's not fake.
No, but it is forced.
Wow. Okay, you've just made me unhappy.
No, acting is forced.
No, acting, you know, shouldn't be forced.
But it is because...
Real acting is not forced. Real acting is art.
Oh, shit. Now, what? Are you a Meisner girl?
I'm actually, shit, what's that woman's name?
A Stanislav?
No, what was that woman?
I'm a Sharna Halpern myself.
The woman who, told that white girl to pretend she was Latina. What was that, that acting coach?
I don't know.
I have to look it up because that's a really funny reference.
I mean, I guess.
Leslie Kahn. I'm more of a Leslie Kahn, where I'm actually not really Iranian. I'm really white. But Leslie Kahn told me to act Iranian so I could be more interesting to casting directors.
Oof. Okay.
My parents are immigrants. Hey, guys. And that's called acting. I'm from Connecticut.
Is this why you're always accusing me of...
I'm from Connecticut.
Appropriating my son of an immigrant?
Yes, I am in fact acting.
Well, whatever.
And you as well can learn this at the School of Leslie Kahn, where cultural appropriation, it's just part of the job.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was fun for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I just don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You have to look it up. It's someone released a video, a recording of her basically telling a white girl in her class to act more Latina to get roles. And everyone's like, what? You dumb bitch. And then she was like, what? It's like, the LA smart acting coaches are something. All right. So they have their deck crew meetings. And I say that with, in quotes, because it's trash, and Chandler doesn't really have anything to say in their meeting. He's like, so someone needs to refill the cooler?
Yeah, so we're gonna like get out the boat and like take the boat out, and then we're gonna like clean the boat, and then I guess we're gonna park the boat. So I'll see you in 17 minutes. So get some rest.
Yeah, he's the worst. And Ashton is like, okay, there is no substance to this meeting. We still don't know anything because Chandler doesn't know how to build a game plan. Like, tell us who's in charge of what for their excursions and when we need to do what. And he doesn't do that because he's bad at his job. And Caroline's foot still hurts. And Josiah just wants everyone to get the work done regardless and stop complaining. And they get flower arrangements. And Kate and Josiah make flower crowns for all the guests. And Caroline is trying to figure out Chandler, but he won't open up to her, which makes her more interested because I guess she likes pain.
What, they have never had like one flirty moment.
Well, she loves him. And
for no reason.
He doesn't know who she is.
They don't have anything, any connection in any way.
No.
She's the third stew, and then she's constantly asking him to do menial tasks. And he's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's like if Riley was trying to get Kate to like come help her shammy shit down.
Well, anyway, the guests are arriving. They're mostly taking selfies with their flower crowns while the crew just stands there and waits. And Josiah says he's already over it. And the guests are mostly just there to Instagram and take photos and videos and panoramas. And Kate thinks they're already a little high maintenance and obsessed with their phones and social media. And she thinks Darwin is coming for them. Mm-hmm. Now, how would that work, do you think?
Well, he would crawl out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
You know, in some sort of like My Boyfriend's Back scenario.
Okay.
The movie, not the song. They did use the song in the movie, at least in the trailer. And then he would, you know, probably sail over on the Beagle, get another Beagle.
What's a Beagle? What's a Beagle? Like the
a
dog?
A Beagle is the ship, that he took to, you know, wherever the Galapagos Islands, is that where he went?
Wow, you shouldn't have told me. You should have just saved that for a boat fact.
Look, you're right. I should have. Can we just make this a boat fact?
No. So, Chandler is getting on Riley over the fenders. He asks her not to drag them, and she says she's not trying to sabotage the ship, just do her job. But Chandler hates her, so he always picks on her. And the guests are asking Caroline about her foot. She says it was a mosquito bite, and they're impressed that she's still working. I don't know. I was like, yes, she's still working. She has a job to do. You guys have 15,000 drink orders.
For six people.
Yeah. So Ashton says he understands that Chandler doesn't like Riley, but he thinks he's letting his dislike for Riley cloud his judgment, and he needs to be able to set his emotions aside for the professional job, which clearly Chandler is not able to. Yeah. Caroline's dumbass is being slow on the drinks, and Kate is asking her questions like, okay, what are these tequilas sitting here for? What do we need to do? And she's just taking forever because of her foot, and she's just moving slow. And Kate asks Josiah to stay on service because Caroline is clearly getting flustered and her foot is making her walk slower. And apparently it's been 25 minutes since the drinks were ordered and the guests finally get their orders, and guests are annoyed by how long it took.
Yeah, I would be too.
25 minutes is long.
Look, you don't want to be vocal. You don't want when the server comes back to be like, wow, you took a long time.
Yeah.
You know, that's a dick move, but I kind of forgave it here.
Also, like, I don't know. Are you allowed to bring people's drinks out staggered, or do they all have to come out at the same time?
I think you're allowed to bring them out as fast as you can.
Yeah, she
whatever
should do that.
Whatever you have to do.
Anyway, yeah. Captain Lee's excited to go to the island of Moriah because he says it's a really cool place, and I guess you can see like a reef break from the window of the yacht, which is very rare. I don't know, I guess it's just a very cool place, and he says a bunch of interesting stuff that I could not understand, so I didn't write down. Because it's complicated and I don't understand anything about conditions of islands and yachts and all that and reefs. Wish I did, babes. Wish I did.
We don't need to.
I wish I did, babes. Babes. I like really wish I did, babes. Babes.
Got it.
Babes. Like, I wish I did.
Okay, sure. Got it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, babes. Like, I just wish I did. Oh. Yeah, babes.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, now I know, and I don't need to know again.
All right, babes. I really wish I did. So, the deck crew is working on getting the water toys out while it's pouring rain. And Captain Lee's like, don't worry about it. The rain will move. The storm's just going through. And Ashton is annoyed that there is no procedure on how the water toys go out, because usually you take them out one by one. But Chandler just wants everything out at once, which makes it difficult to maneuver things because everything's just in the way.
It's so weird, man. Why does this happen so much? That there's just a shitty bosun. And the people below him are more knowledgeable, more experienced, and more capable. Why does that happen so much?
I don't know. It's like almost like a plot point they need, or the show can't go on.
Yeah. They're like, at the last minute, they're like, hey, what if we switch the bosun with the guy who sleeps on the dock?
Unbelievable.
Believe it.
So the guests sit down for lunch, and Adrian is up there trying to describe the food to them, and they're too busy taking photos and videos and ignoring him. And he thinks it's too bad when people are too deep into social media because they're not able to enjoy like what's in front of them, like a sunset.
Mm-hmm. Like a baby's laugh. Yeah, like the tattoo on a small of a back.
That's me giving a tattoo.
Oh, I thought you were doing like a bee impregnating a flower.
That as well. Anyway, so after lunch, the guests all play with the water toys, and Chandler is putting Riley on break because they're putting up the slide and he doesn't want Riley to get in the way. Makes no sense. And Riley thinks that he puts her on break at inopportune times and then doesn't give her a break when she really needs it. So she just, Chandler sucks, man. Can't deal. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and finish this shit out.
Bye, guys. After these messages, we'll be right back.
And we are back. So, yeah, Chandler sucks. Sentiment.
Yeah.
Still.
No, yeah, that guy's a major suck. Especially because the other two dudes are so cool. Like, Chandler and Riley really stand out even more.
Yeah. So, I know. And they're all, like, also, like, really cool with each other.
I know. And they're, like, really hot.
Okay. So, Kate is telling Caroline that she needs to be on her game, and Kate's starting to feel that Caroline is useless to her because she needs to be coddled a lot. And now her foot situation. And Kate just doesn't care about all her issues. They just need to work. And she just needs to work. So the deck crew get the slide up for the guests. And the guests make them take a bunch of photos of them while on the boat. Like thousands, potentially millions. And the main primary calls to order a smoothie from his room and answers the door naked, and Kate is not impressed.
He's a shitty guy.
It's like really weird and awkward, and Kate's like, okay.
Yeah, she was like, you called me to your room. You ordered food and called me to your room. And you're like, oh, shit. Oh, is that my dong? Oh, flick, man. I should have kept my condom on. To hide my dong, but instead I poured it out here on the nightstand.
Ew.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
It's criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's... Is that criminal? What if you leave your condom on the nightstand
at
a hotel?
We'll get there. We'll get there. So Chandler and
You know the legality?
No. Chandler and Ashton are working on putting the slide away, and it's a mess. And Caroline is in a lot of pain because of her foot, but there's nothing she can do about it, so she just has to keep working. And Chandler changes the radio channel for him and Ashton to communicate about the slide. And Captain Lee learns this, and he's not happy about it because he keeps trying to call everyone, and no one is responding to him. And he says it's a safety issue, and they need to tell someone if they're changing the channel so he knows how to reach them. And Captain Lee calls Chandler into a meeting to talk about the radio issue. And he says that Chandler says they changed the channels because they were talking a lot and didn't want to piss people off because the interior was doing service. And Captain Lee says that he can't do that because what if there's an emergency and he needs to be able to contact everyone? And Chandler's like, oh, I'm disappointed in myself. And it's like, get fired, fool. I don't give a shit.
I mean, someone's getting fired. Who's it gonna be?
It's gonna be Chandler. I bet you Chandler gets fired. It can't go on this way.
Oh man,
he's such a fool.
Especially the way this episode ends. The last thing Chandler does. My God,
what doesn't he do? So Riley is back on deck, and Chandler is off, and he won't help Caroline with whatever she needs, which she isn't saying, but she's asking for help, and she's annoyed by him. And he's like, well, I have to get sleep, Caroline. I don't have time for whatever you need. And she's thinking, you're a dick. And the deck crew are talking about how the days are all over the place in regards to their breaks. Like, they're like, oh, okay, like, I don't want to get a break when I need it, or it's not long enough, and I'm not sleeping enough, and it's a mess. And dinner service is about to start, and Kay asks Ashton to dance for the guests in a Tahitian getup.
For what? For what? What is that going to do? Who's going to freak out about that?
Well, she thinks because they like to Instagram and video so much that it would it would be something for them to Instagram, basically.
Yeah. But it would be better if he was like, you know, eating a bunch of nutmeg or like doing some fun challenge, you know?
Yeah.
Something to think about.
I will think about it. Well, anyway. Yeah, so Caroline asks the deck crew to clean up the crew mess, and they say they've been on deck all day working, and then she gets annoyed because they think that their work is so much more important than the interiors, even though technically Ashton is on the schedule to clean. And she gets all catty. She's like, oh, have you been working all day? Oh, have you? You've been working all day so you can't clean the crew mess? And they're like, geez, dude. And Ashton's like, I see what it'll be like to date Caroline, and no, thank you.
Yeah, but she's probably great in bed, and he didn't see that part.
Mm-hmm. So the guests are eating dinner, and they love it, and Ashton gets all dressed up, and he's like, I don't understand why everyone always asks me to dress up, even though he was so clearly a bare-bottom bartender and a dancer before this.
Whoa, bare-bottom bartender. Whoa, bare-bottom bartender. Could be a song.
Yeah.
Hey, one of our fans should make that into a real song. Hey, whoa, fans, Bob, super fans out there.
Okay.
Make that into a song. Send it back, and we will make it our theme song.
Bare bottom?
Yeah. Whoa, bare bottom. Bartend. Forgot the lyrics for a second.
Yeah.
There's not many.
Whoa, bare bottom.
Bartend.
Well, anyway.
It's a hit. I just checked the Billboard.
It's
with a bullet.
We've charted.
Yeah, it's got a bullet in it. They put it to death. Yeah.
Oh my God, this has been a dream of mine. Well, anyway, Caroline is doing turn down service, and there is a used condom on the nightstand, literally oozing cum. And she makes Ashton come look at it, and he almost reaches for it, not realizing, and then freaks out. And so she has to pick it up with like a plastic bag. It's nasty and it's inappropriate. And who leaves condoms on nightstands? Go ahead, Nick.
I mean, I already said what I wanted to.
Yeah, it's go ahead, awful. Nick.
What am I supposed to do?
Nick, go ahead.
I don't think it's illegal, by the way.
I don't either. I don't. It's just deeply inappropriate and nasty. And I don't know how a hotel would react to that. Probably not well.
I was listening to Dan Savage once, and he had a caller who was a maid, and she was asking what she should do because one of the houses she regularly cleans, they would like regularly leave semen like on the tub or something. And then she's like, what should I do? And Dan Savage said, you have to confront them because this is like so far past the line of how a person should act that they need to know that this is wrong. And then so she like wrote him a letter to be like, you know, I'm happy to clean your house, whatever, just like try to clean up your cum. And then they wrote back like this long, like, how dare you? You're fired. They're, you know, it's like, how inappropriate that was of you to say that. And they just like completely exploded. But I mean, obviously, there's so much wrapped up in here. Like, who knows what your trigger is? And this is bonkers.
Yeah.
They should pay $10,000
extra. Yeah.
It's been six nights in jail.
Someone is clearly sensitive about, like, because if you do it in the bath, just water, like, turn the water on. It's nasty. So the guests want to go fishing the next morning, and Riley's excited because she's a fisherman and by trade, and this is her time to shine. And Rosh tells Riley to just change the schedule. So Riley goes to bed now so she can get up early and fish with the guests, and Chandler can do the late shift. But currently Chandler's asleep. That would mean having to wake up Chandler. Caroline tells Kate about the condom, and they're all horrified by that. And Ashton comes out to, in his getup, and the guests are all glued to their phones and not paying attention to the fact that he's dressed like some Tahitian dancer. And
now this has to be just editing where they like literally never even looked at him, right?
Yeah, and Ashton is like, okay.
Oh God, it's so funny. Sorry, dude, we're not attracted to you. How about that?
They don't even bother like videoing them.
Weird. But what are you gonna do? Nobody wins, nobody loses.
Yeah, so Riley goes to wake up Chandler to tell him about the fishing trip. And he's like, oh, it's going to be me and Ashton going in the morning and not Riley. And she's like annoyed by him and his bullshit. It's like, okay, well, technically I'm the fisherman, but whatever. And then she goes to Ashton and tells him. And Ashton says he's really confused because he doesn't know anything about fishing. And everyone knows that Riley's a fisherman. And he will, if this is the case, he's only going to get five hours of sleep at this rate. Which is, and he thinks that's bullshit. And he's annoyed by it. And Ross and Ashton are talking, and they're annoyed with their lack of rest and breaks. And Ross says, well, if this continues, they're just going to get grumpier and more upset. And then they're going to start making mistakes because they don't have enough rest. And everyone hates Chandler. And that's the end of the episode.
Oh, my God. Let Riley fish. Hashtag let Riley fish.
I know. See, that's the thing.
She's only
like,
good for one fucking thing.
He's so beyond his ability to just understand how to be a good bosun that it's like he's going to get everyone killed.
Boat fact.
Yeah, it's time for boat facts with Nikki Tees.
Okay. The HMS What was the ship in which the naturalist Charles Darwin sailed around the world between 1831 and 1836? The Beagle, it's the Beagle. We talked about it earlier.
It was a joke question.
The Beagle visited sites like the Galapagos Islands and the Great Barrier Reef. It also visited Tahiti.
What? No. Yes. And was Captain Lee the captain or was Darwin the captain?
I'm not sure who the captain was, but the Beagle had like three long trips for 5 years each. Darwin's was the second one. And the first one, the captain killed himself.
Oh.
And then another guy took over and was the captain.
Jesus, why'd he kill himself?
For like 4 years. Life on a boat. I don't know if you've noticed. HMS stands for Her Majesty's Ship. That's what, it's a British Royal Navy ship. So anyway, that's the HMS Beagle. And it's got an important role in our knowledge of evolution.
Wow. Well, thank you for that boat fact. It was very interesting. I didn't know he went to Tahiti.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he was sailing around the world for 5 years.
Five years.
Yeah.
Wow.
You really had to put the time in back then.
God, your whole life.
You can't fly home
like
to your family every weekend.
No. Not at all. Not at that time. There was no
plans. Not even once.
That's like such a long time that I would also potentially kill myself out of.
The Beagle was a 90-foot boat. So This boat that we're on is like twice as big this season. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Tahiti is so fucking in the middle of nowhere. That'd actually be pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I have to go.
All right. Boat facts.
All right, Nick. Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. That was season 6, episode 5 of Below Deck. Hey, follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Leave us a 5-star review with a boat fact or anything, honestly, at this point. Just give us a 5-star. We would love it. Hey, check out our merch at TeePublic. We have great merch, t-shirts, beanies, I don't know, masks. You can buy everything. Hoodies, laptop cases, iPhone cases, stickers, whatever your heart desires. And yeah, follow me at Anna Hostney. Nick is at Nick's Turner's. Check out Nick's Patreon. Live your best life. All right, we're out.
Love
Bye.
You guys.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.